Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Joan Robinson Berry, Vice President and General Manager for Boeing South Carolina, located in North Charleston.
The global aerospace and defense market is on a growth trajectory. The main reason on the commercial side, it's primarily driven by the global gross domestic product driven by the commodity prices, especially crude oil. And when the prices go down, we have a tendency to see a growth in passenger traffic. And also we see a major boom in the passenger traffic both in the Middle East and in the Asia market. And when you think about our commercial airplane business, we see our biggest growth part of our business, again, in the Asian market. This year, airlines will transport 3.5 billion passengers and over 55 million tons of freight. And so we need to think about this new movement as the third world countries are getting to be more middle class. We see that the transportation market is going to grow. $6 trillion are tied to this entire economy. That's 35% of the total overall international trade. That's huge. And our business, aerospace, represents the largest exporter in this country. So that's how big our market is. There are nearly 10 million direct jobs with airlines, air navigation, and service providers, airports, and so on. In addition to that, there's 11 million indirect jobs generated for all of the areas associated with purchase goods and services. A lot of folks don't know that 60 to 70% of our goods and services that are procured, and at Boeing it's around $60 billion, are outside of Boeing. And so we have a huge impact on the indirect supply base in the communities where we live and serve. And just put in perspective that we'll be probably procuring, between us and the evil empire Airbus, 96 big airplanes down the street at probably this new washing machine factory. They're going to put out a million. But 96, when you're thinking on the average price, especially if you add the A380, at about $300 million a pop. That's a lot of money. And I have to say, we are very, very proud that we announced the Emirates order, $15.1 billion, and about 47 787-10. You know why that's important to South Carolina? Because where are we building those 787-10 here? 100% in South Carolina. And we're really excited about that. Now let's talk about the defense side of the business. And a lot of folks don't realize that we have a really strong defense business here. We have Lockheed, we have General Dynamics, we have a lot of folks in this area. And again, we're associated, Boeing is associated with our 787-10. We all know about that beautiful airplane factory. But did you know that McDonnell Douglas, now Boeing, built all of the C-17s? And we have 48 of those gray flying, foraging airplanes that you see leaving the airport every day at our base that Boeing actually maintains, does all of the maintenance work. And if we're successful, there's a brand new contract that we'll be looking at to do not only the training and maintenance of that airplane, but the entire infrastructure. That's all defense work. And if you've been to the airport down our road, you'll see a company by the name of Tapestry. And no, it doesn't build the interiors for the airplanes, but they're a strategic partner with SPAWAR, and they just announced that they're the headquarters now for all the ground control mission for all the P-8 airplanes that are going to do all the information and other things that I can't talk about unless you have a top secret clearance. So defense is just as important to this state.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference at USC's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Joan Robinson Berry, Vice President and General Manager for Boeing South Carolina, located in North Charleston. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you will also find a link to the video from the conference. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.